You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. This is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you get financial independence, quit that J-O-B, that just over broke job, by investing in real estate so you never ever have to work a job again. Today, I'm super pumped to bring on a fantastic Master Passive Income student who, from a small town in the Northeast, has been able to invest in real estate, make in one property $600 a month from this one property in the last 6 months, and he's going to show us how he did it and how you can do it as well. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
Hey, what's up? Super blessed as always to have you here listening to the show week after week. I really appreciate it. Now, we are coming off of RubeCon, the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference. We are coming off of that, and it is absolutely amazing to see how many people have seen the vision that they can quit their job, they can get financial independence. Now, RubeCon was absolutely phenomenal. We had 3 days of education, of networking or community, and food and fun and partying. It was so phenomenal. Now, I kid you not, like literally cannot even stress how, like, I'm not even joking or exaggerating, I guess. I've had literally every single person that I saw walking down the halls of RubeCon stop me and say, thank you so much for putting on a conference or an event like this. And there was so many people that were just connecting and networking and making partnerships and working together and getting to understand different ways to invest in real estate that's going to help them. It was so amazing. And we had my friends who are amazing investor speakers. They were just bringing down the house. It is so amazing that when you get people, like-minded people together, and they're putting their money forward, they're spending their hard-earned money. They're also spending their time to do this, to go to an event. Well, they make lifelong friends. And I'll kid you not, like I was at RubeCon, I was looking at all the friends that I had or have at RubeCon that came to support me. I literally had a number of friends, like a half a dozen friends that just came to RubeCon because I met them at a conference and we became really, really good friends. And they came to support me here at RubeCon. One of them in particular, he's a public speaker, like a national public speaker, literally has spoken on stage with Tim Tebow. And I can't even think of the other names, but lots and lots of really high profile people. And he's a friend of mine. And another friend of mine got a really bad ear infection. He could not fly, so he couldn't make it. Well, my friend who's a public speaker said, hey, Dustin, if you ever need anybody, I'm going to come just to enjoy RubeCon and be there for you. If you need anybody to fill in, I'll be there. I said, awesome. I appreciate it. I think we're full now, but well, you know, if something comes up, I'll let you know. Well, another one of our friends, a speaker, he got the ear infection. He couldn't come. So I called up my buddy and I said, hey, I really need you to speak. I need you to bring down the house. I need you to make sure everybody's pumped up and everything. So I got you, man. So my buddy Shane Sams, he is just a phenomenal person, as well as a great public speaker. He came in and rocked the house. And that's what happens when you have friends. That's what happens when you have people around you that are high caliber, high quality people. And you meet those people at events, at conferences. Now, I will tell you, and it's kind of funny, we had some new people that came to the conference and they said, this is the very, very first conference that I came to and I've been blown away. This is absolutely amazing. Like a lot of people said that to me. This is my first conference ever and I've come and I'm being blown away. We're meeting so many friends. We're networking. We're having an amazing time and learning so much. And I said, well, I just want to tell you, you might be spoiled after coming to RubeCon because every event after that might not be as good, but I'm so glad that you are here. So if you listening to this did come to RubeCon, I so appreciate you coming and taking part in my vision of helping 1 million people to invest in real estate. It is absolutely amazing. Now, at RubeCon also, we had a podcasting booth. That's where we had a booth with a bunch of microphones, had a time where we can block out with anybody that we can record a podcast. Well, one of my students reached out to me. It was Minnesota, I believe, or Massachusetts. One of the M names. I'm from the West Coast, so sorry if I butcher in it, but I believe it's Massachusetts. And he literally taps into maple trees and gets maple syrup. And my family now buys syrup from him, but he learned how to invest in real estate. And as I was talking to him, I said, you need to tell your story to my audience. They need to be inspired by how you have actively invested in real estate. One of his properties is making $600 a month. He's such a down-to-earth guy, as well as, I mean, younger gentleman. I think he's probably 21, 22, but he's from a small town of like 900 people. And somebody like that, just a regular, everyday, normal, everyday people just like you and me can invest in real estate, so can you. That's the big thing we want you to know, is that you can do it. We're here, obviously, to be with you. So RubeCon will be, again, it's an annual conference. We'll be in 2025. RubeCon will be in 2025. We'll be in St. Louis for one more year, April 10th through the 12th of 2025. Put it on your calendar. You need, actually, get your ticket right now. I literally have it, because you're in my audience, I'll tell you, but I'm giving you the attendee price that I'm giving just to the attendees. If you go to RubeCon.com, you'll get over 50% off of the pass, whatever pass you choose. And that gets you obviously into RubeCon. You can get a bonus, like a buddy pass for like $99. We want you to invest in real estate. We want to see you there with us. And honestly, without provocation or me even just asking, soliciting, speakers, sponsors, even sponsors and attendees all said that they are coming back. They absolutely loved it, had an amazing time. So everybody, so if you told me thank you for RubeCon and you appreciate RubeCon, I honestly appreciate it, because I'm looking back and seeing how much work I have to do to put on RubeCon. Now, I literally was... So another thing I'm doing, I'm driving all through Tennessee right now because my wife and I are thinking about moving from Phoenix to Tennessee. We're driving through Tennessee right now, and we're about 2 weeks, we're going to be driving all around from Nashville into Cookeville into Knoxville and check out all those areas and see which area we want to move into. I'll tell you more about that in the next episode. But literally on the drive, I was thinking to myself, man, was all that work worth the outcome, from RubeCon? All that work. I mean, I was literally working from September all the way through December 15th. And then I took time off until January 15th and then worked my tail off for two more months until RubeCon. Well, I believe it's all worth it. And if it gets you to invest in real estate, if it gets you connected with other people, if it gets you where you now are able to get financial independence, if it gets you to where you are successfully unemployed or whatever it might be, where you are investing in real estate, changing your life, it is all worth it. I need you to invest in real estate, because my life gets better when you invest in real estate. So we are here for you. And let's jump into today's show, where we're going to learn how my student Matthew has invested in real estate, making $600 a door, and how you can do it as well. All right, here we go. Today, I am super pumped to be recording at the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference 2024. We are literally recording in the conference hall. We are recording among lots of other people walking around, and I found one of my students here who is actively investing in real estate, doing an amazing job, making $600 a month of passive income from one property and doing an amazing job. He also makes amazing maple syrup, or trees make the maple syrup, and then he sends it to us because he is the one that grabs it out of there. But I'm super blessed to have my two guests on, Matthew and Libby. Thank you so much for being here on the show.
Thank you for having us.
So you guys came to RubeCon.
Yeah.
This is awesome. Talk to us about that trip.
This is an awesome event. I never thought I'd meet so many millionaires in my life. I never thought I'd meet, so many people that had experiences, had stories to share about how to get to the end goal. But there's so many routes to get there. So you kind of going to have to pick a direction and go with it at some point, because there's so many different ways. It's almost overwhelming how many different speakers had different opinions on how to get there, but the end result is all the same, to be financially free.
Absolutely. And Libby, talk to us about your experience here at RubeCon this year.
Personally, it's honestly been really overwhelming. Like, I've been taking in so much information and, like, I have nowhere to put it. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so much to take in. But I honestly love it. I am going to school to be a teacher right now. So it's like learning all these things that's like so different than my profession is like so interesting. There's just so many different perspectives. And honestly, I love seeing all the women here. Like, I love it. So
they're
good.
Now, the first year of RubeCon in 2022, we had like 25% females. Now, it's just the way it is. You know, I'm starting something for the very first time. And then the next year, I want to say we got close to like 35, maybe 38% female. Now we're like almost 50% female, 50% male, which is fantastic. And it's the only thing that I'm doing differently is getting more speakers that are awesome. Now, it's not intentionally trying to find female speakers or male speakers. It's literally, are you my friend? Are you a good real estate investor? And are you an awesome person? Like, all combined, and it just so happens that it works out so well. But then we have so many amazing real estate investors that invest in all types of asset classes, like you were talking about, Matthew.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I mean, we learned about storage facilities. We learned about midterm rentals. We learned about long-term rentals. And it's they're all things that I have considered, but now they kind of gives you the path to bridge the gap. You know what the end goal is? You know what the beginning is? Now you just got to bridge the gap, get in between. So it's been an awesome experience.
So has there been any, like, the community that I'm trying to build here, or at least the main thing, it's not a conference that I'm trying to build or that I am building. It's a community. It's a bunch of people that get together around the same idea of real estate investing, but then helping each other, serving each other, and building each other up, as opposed to most conferences are literally all sales pitch, hype, and they say, run to the back and give us lots of money. And it's just not fun for me. I didn't like those.
Yep.
So I wanted to create something a little different.
Yeah, it's easy, I guess. It's easy to talk to people. It's, you know, you can walk right up to Marlon and shake his hand.
Which Marlon's a keynote speaker who has literally spoken for Tony Robbins for literally 20 years.
Yep.
And he's an amazing guy, but like you're saying.
He is an amazing guy. You can walk right up to him and shake his hand, and you never know. You know, we met a lady last night who said she's working on a deal to get 33 doors. And I had no idea talking to her, but that's what she's working on right now. So you don't know who you're talking to until you get into it with them. So that's what I liked about it is how easy it is to be open with people.
Well, the reason why I brought you on top of everything about RubeCon, but to highlight your story, like when I remember being on calls with you here at the membership that we have, Master Passive Income, where we do the group coaching and everything, and you were telling me about your wins and things that you're doing. I was like, you have to come on the podcast. Like, we need to actively share your story with everybody. But the great thing is, you're like, well, I'm coming to RubeCon. It's like, oh, great, we're going to have a podcast studio or a little table there for us to record. Right. So talk to us about what got you started to investing.
So I have my dad to thank for that. Going to work with him when I was, you know, 5 to 10 years old, he used to always teach me, just drive this in my head, make your money work for you. He didn't necessarily give me the route, he didn't know how I was going to do that, but he just always taught me, make your money work for you. So when I was 15, I bought my first lawnmower and I started a landscaping business. I couldn't even drive yet. And I thought that was the direction that I wanted to go. I thought that was making my money work for me, which in a way it was, but then in the last year, I've taken it a step further, and I started off with Robert Kiyosaki's book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, like everybody does.
Great book, yep.
I took one of his classes for like $300. It was a one-size-fits-all. I learned how to crunch numbers. I learned how to do some of that stuff. But then I listened to your podcast. Actually, you claim in your podcast it's the most boring podcast you've ever done. It was on taxes. I wanted to learn about taxes. So while I'm working all day, I'm just listening to podcasts, and I started following you, and I still wanted to invest in state when I started your course. So it was around August 1st. I wanted to invest in state. Charles took about 2 weeks to get that out of me. And then...
Charles, your coach.
Yes.
Yeah. Coaching you.
And, you know, he was just hammering me, put in offers. And I'm like, I don't want to look like a fool to this guy. So I guess I'm going to have to start at some point. So I started putting in offers, and my first offer was accepted. My second offer was accepted, and I bought 2 properties in a week.
Oh man, that is so phenomenal! Now, quickly walk us through the very first property, and where was it at, the numbers, like how much they were making in passive income?
So the first property, I called my property manager, and he actually has his real estate license. He was also listing this property, and he said, I mentioned a property to him that I had seen on Zillow, and he said, that's a great property, but I have this one going on the market right down the road, and it will rent for $1,100 a month, and the price is $50,000. I was like...
And I want to pause for a quick second and share that, honestly, I really want you to invest in real estate. Now, my new goal is to help 1 million people invest in real estate. So two things I would ask from you. Number one, if you get anything out of this episode, please share it with somebody else. Just say, hey, you know, check out Dustin at Master Passive Income. He really wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That's number one. Number two, I want to get you to invest in real estate. Get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course, show you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first. You know, I always talk about that, and how to find the right properties, how to make sure you're getting experts to do the work for you, and scale the business to where you're making $250 or more in passive income. Scale it up to quit your job. I'll literally get to you, or go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. Obviously, it'll be in the description, but I really, really want you to invest in real estate, because the more that actual, normal, everyday people own real estate that are good landlords, the better everybody's life gets.
That sounds pretty good to me. So I looked into it.
$1,100 a month, and you're buying it for $50,000.
Yep.
Are the taxes really high there?
Nope. The taxes on that one are... $800 a year, I think.
Oh my goodness. That's amazing cash flow.
Yeah. So I looked into it, put an offer in on it that night. That's when I got accepted, when I was on your group coaching call.
That was so fun. You're like, hey, I just got accepted. My offer accepted.
Yeah, I know. That was pretty cool. So then I kind of moved forward with that one, and I wound up actually backing out on that property. I had my home inspection done, and that's one big thing that really helped me was Charles told me, don't be afraid to get under contract on a property, and don't be afraid to back out. A $500 home inspection 100%. Could save you a lot of headaches.
Yep.
So I ended up backing out on that property. While I went to Springfield to look at it, which you don't have to do, but I went there.
Springfield, Illinois.
Yep.
For everybody.
And I went there to look at it, and you don't have to do that, and I won't do it again, but I met my property manager, and that's when I backed out on it when I saw it. It needed a lot more work than I thought. So I got a contract on a second property while I was there, and I continued forward with the other property that I had under contract.
That's
I went
great.
There with two contracts, and I guess I just had to get over the fear of being under contract. It really isn't that scary to be under contract. Since then, I've backed out on a couple different contracts because you leave yourself an out for that reason, in case
the inspection. Yes, you want to make sure that with that inspection, that 7 day. I suggest 10 days inspection period.
And I
you
did
can back
I
out.
Did 20 days just
oh, did
because
you?
I was new at
That's
it.
That's fantastic.
We closed in 30 days. I got financing. That was another big hurdle, was getting financing under $50,000, because nobody wants to go under 100, and really nobody wants to go under 75,000.
Totally.
So I used Diamond Residential Mortgage Company. I would recommend them. I think they lend in like 11 different states.
You got to give me that information, because I can add it into our community. But
yeah.
Diamond, I mean, for everybody listening, that's going to be fantastic gold for you, because like you said, most companies don't want to lend below $100,000.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to get good companies that can lend a lower amount.
And they didn't really have a limit. They didn't really have a limit how
a
low
minimum?
They would go. Yeah, they didn't.
Whoa.
He's like, as long as the numbers work and as long as it looks good to us, then we'll go
the
for
heck
it.
Yeah.
So I got everything figured out with that, and had the inspection done, had an appraisal done, it appraised well, and I think a month after I closed on it, my first tenant moved in.
Oh, wow. And how much is rent for?
$1,100 a month.
Got it. How much are your expenses?
Mortgage and insurance is about mortgage insurance and taxes are about $480, and then 8% property management.
Yeah.
That's been pretty
you're
much
you're
it.
You're clearing $600 a month.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
and first deal.
And then on my second property that I closed on was also, that first one was actually $54,000. The second one was the one that was $50,000. That one's $420 a month with taxes, insurance, and mortgage payment. And that one's actually rented at $1,650 a month because it's a Section 8 tenant, and they had a government-funded housing complex in town that they needed to renovate. And while they were renovating it, they had to place the tenants somewhere else for a year. So my property manager said, all right, well, since it's short notice, we need $1,300 a month instead of $1,100. And they said, all right, well, the tenants can't pay their utilities. So he's like, all right, that's another $350 a month. So it ended up getting to $1,650 a month. Oh. I think the utilities are about $200 a month.
Okay.
$160 in property management fees, and then $420 a month in taxes and insurance. So I'm clearing pretty well on that.
Yeah,
one too.
You are. Libby, tell me about your thoughts about going through this entire process.
So honestly, when he told me that he was going to take the class with you, I told him it was a bad idea. I was like, spending that much money, I'm like, I don't know, I think this is a bad idea. And then he's like, well, I'm going to do it anyways. I'm like, okay, I get it. So he signs up for it. And then he immediately gets that property under contract and was like, okay, yeah, I'm glad. I'm like, I'm sorry for telling you that this was a bad idea. And I mean, I've tried to be with him every step of the way and be supportive. And then coming here, I was like, I don't think I would ever invest myself. Like, I'm just kind of, you know, along for the ride. I'm going to go be a teacher and I'm going to love my job just because it's my passion. And then listening to Sarah Weaver, especially talk, I was like, wow, I can do this. Like, this is something that I could totally be interested in. And in love, too.
Somebody is absolutely moving something very large, rolling it down the hallway. That is so funny. That is loud. But anyway, yeah. So what about Annie? So Annie this morning, did you hear her?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Annie's story honestly really struck with me, too, because she said that she worked for Teach for America. And I read this book called Reading with Patrick by Michelle Kuo. And that's also a story about this woman, Michelle, who worked for Teach for America. And that's honestly a touching story. Like, I mean, especially for any teacher, anybody who wants to go into education, you should read that because it's really a special story. And listening to her talk about that and then how she got into investing and she wanted to get from every letter of the alphabet with her properties. And I was like, wow, I could definitely do that too. Like, I could do this.
So for everybody listening, it seems like, well, we're in a train station. We're in Union Station, which is an old train station turned into a hotel. It's absolutely awesome. But there's this gentleman walking with, very slowly and methodically, taking this cart, and we have tiles down.
Marble tiles.
He's like, I do this all the time. I don't care if anybody's recording. Hey, this is the guy that works here. But anyways, it felt like we were in a train station just now.
Oh,
I was
yeah,
like, hey, where's the train?
I know, I was waiting for the whistle.
But so, Libby, to get over that hurdle now, you're starting to see what's possible out there.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And it's honestly really empowering for me. Like, I'm learning so much. Like, I'm learning all these new terms, all these new things with investing, and I'm like, some things I've never heard about or just heard Matt talk about every once in a while, and I'm like, you know, I don't know all these things. And then just talking to people and learning things, it's, there's people that are also kind of clueless like me here, and it's like, it's kind of nice and reassuring that, you know, anybody can do it.
And I also want to mention that Libby is an introvert through and through.
Oh, absolutely.
And being here, she's been forced to go out
yes.
and talk to people.
Forced to socialize.
And I love helping introverts realize that they have an inner extrovert that they yep. can get out and talk to people.
Oh,
well, the
yeah.
biggest thing about it being an introvert versus extrovert, it's how you recharge.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
how do you get your energy back?
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I have times where I have to shut off my extrovertness. I'm like, okay, make yourself be an introvert this time, which it happens. Just like introverts need to do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
It's definitely exhausting. We go home, we went home tired every night. It was definitely a lot to take in, but well worth it.
Well
sure.
worth it.
Totally. I took my brother to a conference once, and he is like, think of how extroverted I am. He's the most introverted the opposite way, like completely different. And the first day of the conference, I told him from the very beginning, hey, his name's Sky. I said, Sky, stick with me. I'll do all the talking. Like, I'll literally, you just got to stand there physically. And after the first day, it was like 4 o'clock. We got dinner with a couple of people. I could tell. He's like, I got to go back to my room. We got done eating. I said, hey, we're going to go do this. And it was only like 6 o'clock. And he goes, I'm going to go back to my room. I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, the best networking happens after like 9 p.m. What
exactly.
do you mean you're going back to room right
yeah.
now? He's like, I gotta go. So, but then the next 2 days, I said, dude, his brother. So I said, hey, dude, what you need to do is you need to shut it off. And then as soon as you get home, crawl in bed and stay in there for a week. Like,
right.
just do it now. And I kid you not, his life has changed because of the conversations that he had the next 2 days, staying out really late.
Yep.
But getting out of your comfort zone, same thing with real estate investing. Getting out of, like, I'm fearful of investing in this way. Well, you're fearful because you don't know it.
Right.
You have an experience that you're not really sure what's going to happen. And you don't have the accountability. You don't have the other people around you. You don't have somebody showing you what to do. You alleviate all those problems then the fear goes away.
Right. The community definitely makes a big difference. It just sometimes you just need somebody to help you take that step. That's all you need is just somebody to hold your hand. Not even necessarily tell you something. Just say, that looks good. And you go for it. That's all it took for me. I was terrified on my first one. That's all it took for me. And then to take it one step further, I was like, I listened to when REI Printmail did the demo. I listened to that. I'm like, nah, that's like.
I have to spend money to find somebody.
Yeah. That's like 5 years ahead of where I'm going right now. Like at the pace I'm at, that's like 5 years.
For everybody listening,
now.
It's direct mail. Where you literally send direct mail to homeowners to try to help them to sell the property to you.
And lo and behold, 4 months later, I sent out my first direct mail campaign.
Yes.
And in the middle of January, I closed on my first off-market property.
From the direct
from
mail?
From the direct mail. Yeah. $20,000 under market value.
I'm so excited.
And
for
my
you.
Parents, I think, close on Monday on their first property
no
out of state.
No way.
Which was one that I was going to buy. And actually, I think I remember listening to a podcast where you warned about septic lines breaking.
Oh, yeah.
I had one break, and it was $6,500. Kind of took my money away from buying that other property. So I assigned the contract to them. They're now buying the property. That one is also about $20,000 under market value, and they have a tenant ready to move right in. So, So the direct mail campaign definitely works.
I love it.
I had like 20 responses.
Hold on, I'm telling somebody, Juan, we're going to have you next on the podcast. So just hold off a second. Okay. So with you getting your next property, how many properties do you have now? Is it two or do you
three.
Have more? You have three properties now.
Three, yep.
Matthew, wow, Libby, this is so
And the only thing
awesome.
I'm waiting for now is to get my capital built back up to buy more.
Well, okay, let's just talk that through. That's not necessary. Now, it is great to have more capital, but there's other ways to get financing for your properties. Private money lending,
yep.
Finding other people that would want to invest with you. I mean, we can go through a whole long list. We can do it off air right now, but we shouldn't let the money be a problem.
Right.
It's the deal. When we get the deal, the money will find out. Obviously, if you're coaching too with us, we're going to help you to figure out the right way to go.
Right. And that's kind of the last few days have taught me is just keep moving with it. It'll figure itself out. That's kind of the direction that I'm trying to go in right now. And I talked to my parents about it. We're going to send out a direct mail campaign together. And then if I can't, for some reason, if I can't string it all together, then they're right there to step in as well. And they want to get more into multifamilies and you know.
Like you're talking about like 4 units or 50?
Actually, not 50 or 100 right now, I don't think. They have a property to sell in New Hampshire, actually, that's worth about $250,000. With two tenants in it currently. I told them that if they could sell that and do a 1031 exchange right into a property out here somewhere, they could, I mean, $250,000 can go quite a ways towards getting you a pretty good size apartment building. And they could do it quickly because they're getting to the point now where they're trying to think about retirement, and there you go.
Yeah.
Retire now.
Totally. Libby, what are your thoughts about now having Matthew gone through the coaching at Master Passive Income and now coming to RubeCon? I try to make this, especially RubeCon, but even everything else that I do, as genuine as possible. We just want to help people. Now, I will say, not everybody's like that. There's a lot of other people out there that it's like just spending lots of money and it's like you're throwing it away. Tell the audience, think of one person that's listening that is on the fence, or even just like, nah, no, I'm not going to go to RubeCon, or I'm not going to start, I'm not going to do this. What would you suggest for them to help get over that hurdle?
I think, honestly, even without Matt here, I definitely would have been able to come in here by myself and learn something new every single day that we've been here. I mean, obviously, me and Matt and I are together. We spend every single second together, but I definitely could see myself being here alone, being fully comfortable. And
you're an introvert.
Oh, absolutely, I am. And I could see myself being totally comfortable here and learning something every single day, every single session that we've had. Yeah,
I love it.
I think that Sarah adds a lot to that. I think she's a key component.
Sarah Weaver.
She's a key component of the whole thing because she definitely, she talked to Libby at one point on her own and she definitely makes everything comfortable.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
She sat down with
it. Yeah, well,
wow.
It was during a keynote that we had to go up to somebody. I think it was actually one of Marlon's keynotes. He said to go up to somebody and share a takeaway from the previous keynote speaker. But she was the previous keynote speaker, so she's like, well, I have to learn a takeaway from you. And I was like, it was the keynote where she had talked about when she summited Kilimanjaro. Yes. And she was really sick. And I was like, well, I'm a pretty big hiker myself. Like, you know, being able to share those photos of yourself is like, you know, that's pretty impressive.
Vulnerable, yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And she was just like, you know, I can do it. Anybody can do it.
Oh, 100%. Yep. And that's one thing. So with Master Passive Income, I am starting Master Passive Income and turning into a network where we have multiple shows. And Sarah's going to have her show. And I'm only bringing on genuine people that I, right. number one, like, yeah. number one, but number two, have a lot to offer because they've experienced and they're genuine.
Right.
And so yeah. I love that you brought that up. Matthew, what about you? In helping people, like joining the membership to come into RubeCon, like getting out of the fear and worry about not, or about investing and, you know, maybe losing money.
I don't know. I think that anybody that is worried about it, about spending money on RubeCon, spending money on coaching, is go ahead, go do it on your own. But you're going to still
spend a lot more
money. Still spend a lot more money if you go do it on your own. It's a lot easier with a support group, and this is the support group to have. I mean, it's obvious that it's genuine. There's no sales pitch here at all. I mean, it's the people are up there talking about their companies, and obviously they want to help you, but it's because they want to help you. It's not because they're trying to get contacts. I mean, I'm sure they do this all the time, and they genuinely want to help people. Especially the whole life insurance policies is something that I am definitely going to keep moving towards because that's a way out. That's a way.
Sure.
That's a way to the top.
Totally.
And it's a pretty seamless way to the top.
Man, this is great. When you told me you guys were both coming to the conference, I was so excited. I was like, man, we absolutely need to have you on the show, especially, I mean, just seeing you join.
Yep.
And then Libby not being for it.
Yep.
And then now three properties now, and you're being an active investor, finding deals, getting those direct mail out. Direct mail has been fantastic.
Right. If you sit and wait, it'll never come to you.
It won't come.
It'll never come.
It won't.
So yeah, that's kind of the mindset that I took with it. And I also, not only this is one big thing that I think helps, is once you spend the money on the coaching, you look back and you're like, wow, I spent the money on the coaching. I better get my ass going because I'm gonna waste all this money on coaching if I just ride right through and then I'm like, oh, I'll do it in a couple of years. No. The time to do it is now.
You're 100% right.
Like you said, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now because you're not getting any younger. And,
absolutely.
And it's not getting any easier to do it. It's at your fingertips.
Well, Matthew, Libby, thank you so much for being
on
the show.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for being here at RubeCon and you know, taking part in my vision of just trying to help everybody to invest in real estate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777, RENTAL to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.